Grant Wood's served as Arizona's Attorney General from 1991 to 1999 as a Republican. But Woods has recently spoken seriously about switching to the Democratic Party, saying he's having a difficult time being in the GOP in the age of President Trump.
I haven't changed, but the party has changed. And if it wants to be the party of Trump, that's not me. These are not ordinary times. The country, I think, is really in a chaotic, difficult place. So I think I have to do some real soul searching and see and just make a decision here.
Woods isn't alone in the party switch discussion in this current election cycle. Republican Corporation Commission nominee Rodney Glassman was the Democratic U.S. Senate nominee in 2010. But Woods is especially high profile because of his connection to the late Senator John McCain and the eulogy Woods gave at McCain's Phoenix Memorial Service.
He believes so much that this, in the end, when it's all said and done, this Republican-Democrat thing's not that important, is it? We're all Americans, and you've got to get to the point where we can work together as Americans.
Former legislative leader and current public policy analyst Chris Hurstam also switched parties from Republican to Democrat 3 years ago, long after he was out of elected office. Hurstam told me he believes Woods will indeed make the jump to the Democratic Party before the end of the year.
Grant Woods is very serious about changing parties, not going the independent route, but becoming a Democrat and perhaps running for the U.S. Senate seat in November of 20, which would mean he'll start running next year, 19. The likelihood is very good of that. I think you will see Grant Woods definitely leaving the Republican Party. And of course, the elephant in the middle of the room these days is Donald Trump. Mm-hmm. That was the final straw for me when I saw Donald Trump coming down the escalator of the Trump Tower. The fact that he would be a legitimate Republican candidate and could possibly win the nomination, I didn't want any part of that. And so that's what finally pushed me to change parties.
You're a former elected official. It's been a while. But would your perspective have been dramatically different? And how much of that is being calculated by Grant Woods right now? Because when you are a private citizen, and you say, I'm frustrated with this party, I'm going to change. And because we know you well, it was significant to us, but the broader public perhaps didn't really care. But if you're running for office, you're running for U.S. Senate, you were elected as Attorney General as a Republican, now running as a Democrat, how much does the calculation change when you're an elected official or running to be an elected official?
Oh, it changes dramatically. You have to be much more calculating. If indeed you want to run for office again, you've got to factor all that in. For Grant Woods, he isn't going to win a Republican primary. Jeff Flake knew it and got out. So he really has no future. If he wants to run for office again, Woods has no future in the Republican Party. So he has to decide, do I run as an independent or do I run as a Democrat? Grant will have to go through a Democratic primary, and that's the biggest obstacle for him. Will high-profile Democrats like Ruben Gallego, et cetera, step aside and allow Grant Woods to come in and win the Democratic Party primary? They'll all do polling. They'll all decide whether they want to play it safe and stay in their safe districts. So that is yet to be determined. But it is definitely a definite different calculation for somebody who thinks they still want to run for office and a private citizen. What also is very different for Grant Woods right now, and it's really the thing that has precipitated this whole discussion, is the eulogy that Grant Woods gave in the Baptist Church on North Central in Phoenix, Arizona at John McCain's memorial. It was superb. And you saw Grant Woods as a personality. Not only were the things that he said touching, but he had a sense of humor. He talked about his past. It reminded people of his close connection to McCain. And it gave him a new platform that he hadn't had in years.
This is a moment in time then, in a lot of ways. So in this sense, Grant Woods can carry on what he had at the eulogy, the fact that he had this great history with Senator McCain. And also, even when he was Attorney General, he had an independent streak to some extent as well.
Yes, he did.
So let me ask the cynical question then. So even if he starts running and he actually determines he's going to run, starts early next year to raise money and whatnot to be ready for 2020, because of the uniqueness of Senator McCain and the uniqueness of their relationship and the uniqueness of that eulogy, how much momentum does Grant Woods carry, considering as well he would be jumping to a new political party? But it does seem chancy in terms of actually getting elected.
Yes. don't underestimate Grant Wood's as a politician. He's going to use this moment in time to springboard and become a Democrat. And he has a lot of positive press and a lot of great reaction from voters because of it. But he will instantly be on the attack against Donald Trump. And that'll be much easier to do as a Democrat. He will be a very aggressive guy that's message also to fellow Democrats will be, I can win this seat. You may be able to find somebody in the Democratic Party that has been in the party longer, but look at the polling data. Let me show you the polling data. I can win the seat. This guy or this gal who's running for the primary can't.
There are definitely potential pitfalls for candidates or already elected officials who make the party switch. Christian Gross, associate professor of political science and public policy at USC, has studied the electoral consequences of party switching by incumbent members of Congress. He explains that trust becomes an even greater challenge.
The research I've done shows that people who went from becoming a Republican to a Democrat or a Democrat to a Republican would have trouble connecting with a new party during the primary stage. Right? So if a Republican becomes a Democrat, Democrats might not trust them immediately, and there may be a primary challenge from somebody who'd been a Democrat their entire career. And then similarly, if the person made it to the general election, that party switcher still didn't do as well in the general from people who were in the older party because they also lost some trust with that candidate.
Is there a deeper theory there for you? Because it certainly makes perfect sense, to me at least, from the primary standpoint. But in the general election, you have people from both parties, you have independents voting, you have people not affiliated with a party who may not feel that sort of, did he betray us or can we trust him?
Yeah, I mean, in the general election, the theory is more of a consistency, right? And so if you think about somebody like John McCain, who was a maverick and would vote conservatively and then would vote more moderately, his party label remained constant, which allowed for him to have that consistency in terms of presentation of voters. When somebody switches parties, especially who's already been elected as the other party, it just creates inconsistency in the voters' minds, almost like a flip-flopping. And so that's where there's an electoral pitfall. It's less of a problem if the person has never held office before, right? So if you think about in California, Arnold Schwarzenegger was Republican governor, but he had been identified as an independent previously. Other people have run for office and had been Democrats and become Republicans, but it's before they run that they make the switch. And then that switch is less, there's less research on it, and it's also less problematic because the voters haven't identified you with that party already because you're introducing yourself to the voters in the new party.
Grant Woods, who is here, was elected as Attorney General of Arizona back in the 90s as a Republican, but he hasn't held office for about 20 years. Is there anything to indicate that, yes, he did hold elected office, but it was such a long time ago? Any reason to think that's the sort of thing that would weigh on someone, or does it have to be fresher in voters' minds?
So it needs to be fresh in voters' minds, but it could still be an electoral pitfall. Again, in a potential primary, I think is where I would see it as the main issue. So if he's able to clear the field in the primary, it may not be that big of an issue. But, I think about various anecdotal cases. Arlen Specter was a Republican senator, served for a long time, became a Democrat because he said the Republican Party left him, and ran in the primary, and he lost in the primary due to a lot of attacks of him being a Republican or him being a former Republican. So you could imagine with Woods, the same issues could come up where they could go back, even though it was decades ago, and talk about positions that were taken, partisan statements that were made. My advice to him would be to get out in front of that and to define himself as a Democrat, and to talk about how the party's different under Trump than it was in the 1990s.
Did you do any research with what you looked into with party switching as to whether some of the lack of trust or uncertainty among voters, whether they're in the party or out of the party, whether that faded if a particular candidate, let's say, was elected as a Republican and then served sort of an equal amount of time? Did that loyalty, did that trust or fear of those things, did it fade over time?
That's a great question. So we looked at all people who served in Congress since the 1940s who switched parties and ran again. And we found that in the election immediately after the switch, the negative electoral impact was the biggest, and then it dissipated over time. So two elections out, three elections out, you don't see the effect of the switch as much. And so in this case, where there's if time passes after the party switch, the chances of it having a a huge impact is lower, but if it happened, if the person runs right after they switch, the impact could be really high.
Christian Gross is an associate professor of political science and public policy at USC.